Blog Talk Radio.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Something in a water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Been infected with HIV or AIDS.
I don't think I'm going to make it today, but I will make it in the near future. I always go to the Jackson Medical Mall here in Jackson, Mississippi. It's located near Piccadilly. It's the Jackson Medical Mall, JSU Testing Center, and also they do tests also on Jackson State Campus. But all you have to do is Google. You can even ask your physician about HIV tests, but they're all over the place. And I'm looking at an interesting article. Now, today's topic is various topics. Want to talk about, if you want to call in and talk about also your perspective in regards to religion, spirituality, and sex. Also, my friend Evangelist Cassandra White and I had talked about her calling in today, she'll be guest in the near future because she wants to plan out like a whole episode where she can talk about that topic in regards to Christianity and sex. So we pretty much can talk about religion and sex and marriage and just religion, spirituality and sex. But we'll talk about other things also, other topics. And call in if you would like. The switchboard is, I'm not looking at the switchboard right now, but I know I always say that and end up gabbing the whole half hour, but I will be looking at it in about 15 minutes. But I'm checking out an article about from Atlanta. Would you go to a drugstore to get tested for AIDS? And there's a pilot program that's happening amongst different pharmacies, especially Walgreens. And in 24 cities. 24 cities. I'm going to read this article. This is from USA Today. Health officials want to know, and they set up a pilot program to find out. The $1.2 million program will offer free rapid HIV tests at pharmacies and in-store clinics in 24 cities and rural communities. The Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention announced on Tuesday. Drugstores now offer blood pressure checks, flu shots, and a few other types of health services. Officials are hoping testing for the AIDS virus will become another routine service. By bringing HIV testing into pharmacies, we believe we can reach more people by making testing more accessible and reduce the stigma associated with HIV. CDC's Dr. Kevin Fenton said in a statement, he oversees the agency's HIV prevention program. And the tests are already available at 7 places, and the CDC will soon pick 17 more locations. I know right before the show I've seen where the Atlanta area Walgreens stores are offering HIV tests. Wow, and I've heard recent reports about Atlanta. I mean, Jackson is pretty bad too regarding HIV and AIDS infections. But the tests are already available at 7 places, and the CDC will soon pick 17 more locations. The HIV test is a swab inside the mouth and takes about 20 minutes for a preliminary result. If the test is positive, customers will be referred to a local health department or other health care providers for a blood test to confirm the results, counseling, and treatment. When the project ends next summer, CDC officials will analyze and what worked well and what didn't. Remember, I'm talking about a pilot program that they're doing with pharmacies and at clinics, said Paul Whittle, the epidemiologist who's heading up the project. An estimated 1.1 million Americans are infected with HIV, but as many as 20% of them don't know they carry the virus. According to the CDC, it can take a decade or more for an infection to cause symptoms and illness. Since 2006, the CDC has recommended that all Americans ages 13 to 64 get tested at least once, not just those considered at high risk, gay men and intravenous drug users. On special occasions, health organizations have sent workers to some drug stores to offer HIV testing. This week, Walgreens, the nation's largest chain of pharmacies, is teaming with local health departments and AIDS groups to offer free HIV testing at stores in 20 cities. But this CDC pilot is different. It's an effort to train staff at the pharmacies to do the testing themselves and perhaps make it a permanent service. I'm excited. It's such a new and novel thing for us, said Sarah Friedman, who manages a Walgreens in Washington, D.C., that is participating in the pilot program. At her pharmacy, the testing is done in a private room. They've also taken steps to make sure that a customer can very quietly request a test. For example, they put out stacks of special test request cards. They look like business cards at George Washington University and other nearby businesses. Anyone seeking a test can simply hand the card to the clerk, she said. We get a lot of questions. Only 3 to 4 customers have gone through the test within the first few weeks. We get a lot of questions, she said. Usually they get the information, they go and sit on it and think about it. There's a second Walgreens in Washington offering the test, as well as branches in Chicago, Lithonia, Georgia. Other test sites are in East Pines Pharmacy in Riverdale, Maryland, Mike's Pharmacy in Oakland, California, and a federal Indian Health Service location in Billings, Montana. Each of the locations would get tests to check 200 to 300 people. So that's amazing because, you know, it's very important to know our statuses, to know our own statuses, and to know the statuses of our potential lovers, our current mates, partners. I even have married friends who say that they regularly check to know their status also, you know. So it's just important to know one's status, single, married, or what, especially if you're sexually active and especially if you use unprotected sex. And then there's other means of getting HIV and AIDS also, so it's just really important. Yeah, I know many of you say, well, I thought you were celibate or you're abstaining from sex. Yeah, I do, but I am. And, you know, I had been abstaining for the past 3 years, and then about 2 months ago, I did have sex. But, you know, but I'm back on the celibacy, abstaining from sex road, but it's still important, regardless, if you to get yourself checked and know your status. Even times when I practice abstaining from sex, I will get myself checked. And it's important when you do go, it's good to ask questions because I do ask questions, and you know they provide some information, but I do ask questions also. And those people who are administering the test, they would tell you like how long the virus can stay in your system, and how important it is to take the test so you can know, you know, because it can stay in your system and then not appear until like a month later. So it's really important to know this information, you know, really. So just real important. I tweeted and shared information. And also those of you, we're talking about matters of the heart today, but those of you that like to keep up with politics like me, not just locally but worldwide, here locally that story regarding Ward 3, elected councilperson Mrs. Loretta Cooper-Stokes and her opponent, Mrs. Joyce Jackson, they have scheduled a date for the new election to be held, courtesy of what I've heard on 16 News. The new date is July 24th. So the citizens of Ward 2 here in the city of Jackson, you guys need to go vote on July the 24th again for whomever you're supporting and voting. What happened was that those campaigning for campaigning for Ms. Loretta Cooper-Stokes allegedly have been accused of I guess persuading voters to vote for her instead of voting for Mrs. Joyce Jackson. That's the grounds that they were taken to court and sued, and then it was decided that a new election should be held. Just those of you, but you all can check out our local media like 16 WAPT News and WLBT and WJTV and Fox News and to get more news in regards to what's going on, not just in politics, but overall here in Mississippi, because I'm sure nosy with you guys. And I love networking with all of my international friends. You all are just amazing. Shout out to all international listeners, my friends and from California to here to New York. Shout out to Power 105. I hear you guys have been shouting Culture Shock Entertainment Report's internet show on your radio station, and that's like a pop and hip hop R&B station in New York City. One of my favorite places I've never been. So thank you so much. I've always wanted to visit New York. That was one of the last things my late brother ever said to me. I was preparing to go spend the night at my cousin's house across the street, and my late brother said, you have so much stuff, you look like you're traveling into New York. So thank you so much, because I have friends that are from here, and I have friends that live there, and friends that travel to New York a lot, and those of my cohorts in this field, in music and beauty and fashion. Thank you so much. So I must keep in touch and listen to your station more also. So thank you. It's good to know the sources of how listeners find out about certain things. And so my friends overseas, I love that you all spread the word throughout your various websites and Facebook groups. Shout out to Pili Cortez and her Woho Sam's crew. They've posted some really neat pictures this morning on Facebook. Shout out to Anthony Mark Hankins, who I love so much. You all know this. He's in London today, so my friends in London, you all support Anthony, because you know Anthony is doing a triple thing. He lives in L.A., London, and Paris, where he was also educated in Paris. But he's in London, and he's visiting the QVC UK network there, presenting Anthony Fashions over there. Here he visits HSN. He's had a long partnership, 18-year partnership with HSN, but he's in London doing presenting on QVC UK over there. So shout out to Anthony and all others who love Anthony also, and all listeners in the UK and other places, my friends in Australia and Malaysia. I mean, I'm just amazed. Dubai, I'm just amazed at the international support that Culture Shock Entertainment Report's getting. I'm looking forward. I know I keep saying this, but I'm just looking forward. The show is still developing, but you all are helping it to develop properly. And I like the constructive criticism, because, you know, there's wrong and right things to do. There's proper way to do things. And I do my best to be myself, but it's not all about me. It's about us, because we're talking entertainment and lifestyle issues that affect us all. And that's something that we all can topics that we all can relate to internationally, universally, is entertainment and lifestyle topics. And so I just felt that even though we were supposed to be talking about religious and spiritual and sexuality, today is an important day, June the 27th, and that's National HIV Test Day. And pretty much it's national, but internationally, friends, I'll go out and get yourself tested, you know, because World AIDS Day, what date is that? That was earlier this year, but it should be like every day, honestly. I'm excited. There are so many movies that are hidden. We need to talk more about movies too in the near future. Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to Magic Mike. I don't know about you guys, because some of my favorite guys are in that. And one of my favorite guys, you all know this, Adam Rodriguez. I can't wait to see this, because I remember hearing about him saying, hey, I got a part in Magic Mike. And so now I can't believe it. The movie is finally being released this weekend. So I'm like giddy, super, super excited. I hope to see that film this weekend also. And New Edition is scheduled to come in town also. I'm not going to get to that concert. I was looking forward to it when I first heard about it, but I will be on air on Saturday night talking with Jay Williams again. So if you missed the interview last Saturday night, we're going to be on for part two talking about his life as a successful artist, graphic artist, a writer, rap artist, producer. Oh my God, this guy is so amazing. Some of you guys, you all need to do a collaboration with Jay Williams. Oh, my God. I'm just amazed. The station is Keros, you know, or, you know, Ill I Am. I mean, my goodness, he is amazing. I mean, amazing artist, but then also amazing singer, rap artist, and everything. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Mark Girl. We're going to talk about Mark by Avon Products. I am a Mark rep, and you all need to visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams. Visit meetmark.com, and you know, locate a Mark rep in your area also. But, you know, book a beauty badge so you can get some amazing Mark freebies also. So shout out to my regional sales manager and my Mark mentor, Kelly and Mandy. They're both based in Georgia. Our home office is in New York City. So speaking of New York, shout out to the executives in New York and those that are in Cincinnati also. But I just wanted to share that article with you all and remind you all that today is HIV testing day. We have 10 more minutes of live streaming. Happy birthday if today is your birthday. Today is Vera Wang's birthday. Happy birthday to her. Wow. Happy birthday. And the sad news that I have been hearing also and seeing on the internet, Nora Ephron passed away. Amazing writer behind Harry Met Sally and a lot of other of my favorite films. So condolences to those who loved her work and her films and her relatives and cohorts also. So, you know, that's sad Hollywood news. So, let's see. I feel like I got something else I should be saying about HIV testing day. It seems like it. I haven't had my hot coffee, my hot cocoa, or my hot green tea. But it just seems like I should be saying something. The Tyler Perry's film is coming out too on Friday. I think I'm going to be heading to the switchboard now to give you time, if in case any of you are chatting with me in the chat room. Are calling in. Wow. I don't mean to be pausing, but that's why it's good sometimes to not be on alone. Sometimes it's good not to be on alone. Okay. I'm just looking at some of looking at some stories in regards to that topic of religion and sexuality and, you know, Christianity and sexuality and other religions of Christianity. There's different ways to look at it. You know, different ones have different, you know, we those of us that are not, just regular, everyday laymen, you know, we want to do what's right, but then also, you know, there are things that are expected of us to obey our holy books, the Holy Bible, the Quran, our different things, different ways that we should act. And I'm looking at Wikipedia because I'm just an everyday human being. I'm a born again Christian, but I've been exposed to different religions. I love and respect all holy books. And, you know, in preparation for my second marriage, you know, attended mosque and love attending the mosque and going through counseling just like in a Christian church. You know, they're pretty much, we are expected to, to save ourselves for marriage and then, there are, like my church that I am a member of, there are a few things that my pastor, and see, I can't talk much because I haven't been to church since Easter. Like my pastor of my church, he's been visiting members. But my pastor is definitely against gay and lesbian affairs and people shacking up. You know, people should get married. You know, people should be counseled properly. And people should get married. And I guess that's what we all are taught pretty much, regardless of our religion and so on. And then, you know, Reg Ruffneck has a Facebook group that he's talked about before. And his friends in that group, including me, make some really some really good topics on different types of subjects, and especially when talking about sensuality and dating and so on. And like last week, the discussion was about courting and dating. What's the difference in courting and dating? And many friends brought up the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't want to be seen and so on. But it's just amazing, just that topic. And I said that, you know, because a guy wanted to know what's the difference in dating and courting. You know, dating could be just casual. That was my opinion. And dating can be casual, or dating can be exclusive dating. Dating can lead to courting. Usually courting is an old-fashioned thing, but usually courting is like an upgrade, like a whole other level, meaning that you're really serious, really exclusive. You're really introducing one another to different important people in your lives and so on. So I just wanted to bring it up. But the reason I brought it up because a lot of people in that group brought up religious and how important it is if sex or not is involved in dating and courting and so on. So a lot of us have high morals and pray to make the best decisions regardless. And so I'm looking in Wikipedia, and so this is just something starting the conversation for many more shows so we can, you know, really expand and we can go in different directions when talking about religion and sexuality or Christianity or whatever faith or you are, you know, Catholicism and sexuality and just different things. But it says in Wikipedia that most world religions have sought to address the moral issues that arise from people's sexuality in society and in human interactions. Each major religion has developed moral codes covering issues of sexuality, morality, ethics, etc. These moral codes seek to regulate the situations which can rise to sexual interest and to influence people's sexual activities and practices. Sexual morality has varied greatly over time and between cultures. A society's sexual norms, standards of sexual conduct can be linked to religious beliefs or social and environmental conditions. Now, all of these, sexuality and reproduction are fundamental elements in human interaction and society worldwide. Furthermore, sexual restrictions is one of the universals of culture peculiar to all human societies. Accordingly, most religions have seen a need to address the question of a proper role of sexuality in human interaction. Different religions have different codes of sexual morality, which regulate sexual activities or assign normative values to certain sexually charged actions or thoughts. So the views of religions, overview, the views of religions and religious believers range widely, from giving sex and sexuality a rather negative connotation, the belief that sex is the highest expression of the divine. Views on sexuality may not even be shared among adherents of a particular sector. Some religions distinguish between sexual activities that are practiced for biological reproduction, sometimes allowed only when in formal marital status and at a certain age, and other activities practiced for sexual pleasure as immoral. Okay. And it states in the Hebrew Bible, Old Testament, that where there is no prohibition against premarital sex, children resulting from such liaisons were considered fatherless, in other words, orphans, and therefore could not inherit property. And then there goes on a different example. But before the live streaming stops, I want to tell my friends in Big D that my new Facebook friend, Diane Kelly Samoff, friend her at Diane Kelly Samoff, Samoff in Big D. She is of the Society of Women Who Love Shoes, Healing Families of Abuse, One Soul at a Time, a nonprofit organization based in Dallas. They're having an event tonight's June 27th, right? At the Thirsty Armadillo in Fort Worth, Texas. Did you all see Hackman and Duffy on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon? Awesome interview. Well, in Fort Worth, Texas tonight at 6 to 9 p.m., and Jason Ashley will be performing, and it's going to be an all-fun event. Okay, so check them out. Friend Diane Kelly, like the Facebook pages, SWWLS.ThePowerOfShoes, SWWLS.Dallas, and My Storybook Shoes. And check out the event tonight at the Thirsty Armadillo in Fort Worth, plus on July 19th at the Townhouse Restaurant at the Galleria. That event is going to start at 6 p.m., and Diane will be guest in the very near future, with it looks like Monday, to discuss the organization Society of Women Who Love Shoes, Healing Families of Abuse One Soul at a Time. Again, it's a nonprofit organization, and they produce some amazing, amazing, amazing events. And the events admission prices are very low, only $10, and usually a donation of new or gently used shoes are good to bring with you to be donated to shelters for families of abuse. So remember, Diane Kelly Samoff of Big D, and they're producing amazing events, and there's one tonight. And then the next one is July 19th, and planning on many, 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 many more across the country. But, you know, Dallas, Tarrant County, they're working on events for Boston and Canada, and they've done events or have events scheduled for Virginia. But, again, remember to friend Diane Kelly Summer. But thank you so much for becoming my new friend, for she's a very nice friend request, and I could just, you know, I love Big D. So whenever my friends with Big D contact me, I'm just ecstatic. I can't wait to return to Dallas. And so, you know, just shout out to all my loved ones in Dallas and those of you that I just professionally network with also. Just shout out to you and love you so much. Love Big D. So the live streaming has stopped. I'm going to the switchboard, and we'll go into the chat room if you are chatting. Someone might be online, Cousin Linda, or someone that wants to share their perspective. But I needed to get that HIV news out there, and I know a lot of you like to know what's going on politically, but wanted to get the conversation started in regards to that topic, because I know many of you do call in, and I love it when you call in and share your perspective on love and relationships and matters of the heart, because I don't think any of us, I mean, the minutes, and you experts definitely call in, but many of us, you know, everyday life is just is a learning experience. And one thing that I do my best to do is to be a better person than I was the day before, you know. And number one, keep God first. Keep God first. Keep Allah first. Keep Jehovah first. Keep your God first. And if you're atheist, you know, keep love first. You know, love. Love. Because God is love, and love is God. And God is life. Life is breath. To breathe is to live. You know? So, really. So, you all just get me so excited and so giddy for some reason. And I haven't even had coffee or tea, so it's just amazing. But thank you again for being a part of the show. Have exceeded finally the 66K views. I'm just amazed. If only had 600 views, I would be excited, but over 66K views since the show premiered last year on March the 21st. Just amazing. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. So I'm getting into my switchboard. Now, I need to work on, I need to take time and delete, clean out my my data storage, because I think that's what I need to do. I don't think anything is seriously wrong with my MyTouch Android, T-Mobile. Love you, T-Mobile. But I think I just need to take time to erase some of my storage. If not, I guess I do need to get a replacement. But I think I will have to go in through the website and probably delete information. So, yeah, you hear it in the background. So, let's see. A lot of great shows are on also. I see where Great shows are broadcasting today on Blog Talk Radio. We have a weekly meeting also on Wednesdays with the staffers, with the hosts and producers, and those of you that are curious about, oh, what does it take to host a show, usually do that every Wednesday at noon. So I hope not to miss that meeting, because we always learn ways how to improve the delivery of our shows and interaction with our audience. So I don't see where anyone is online that would like to comment. If someone called and wanted to comment, my apologies, but I had to get this information out. And when I have my MyTouch available, I have it in my hand and can check emails and talk on Facebook and Twitter and so on. So I'm looking in my chat room to see if anyone's in chat. It's important to create a blogtalkradio.com listener profile account also, so you can interact within the Blog Talk Radio community and have access to the chat rooms. You know, you can enter my chat room and your other favorite shows' chat rooms also. So I don't think anyone is in the chat room. But so today's show was pretty cool. I was concerned because I'm not an expert in that topic. But we most of us, if not all of us, try to live morally correct lives. But then also, we are human. We are sexual beings. So it's important to know. And a lot of times, some of us do know, but. Goes back to the story, I guess, Adam and Eve to temptation. So that's another thing. So, you know what interests me also? When people on and off relationships. That's a lot of things on my mind, to be honest. You know, when people are on and off, I like to see it when my favorite couples are get back together. But then also, that's something that's never been attractive to me. Back on and off, because, you know, but I like it when some of my favorite people get back together and make it work, but, you know, to me, we're the same thing, probably happen again, so why? But I guess time is almost up. I have about 5 more minutes, and so I would just go ahead and end it while I'm on top. There's a story that I've been checking out too also, WAPT 16 News. This guy looks so much like Kenny Chesney, where security at this concert would not allow him in. Have you all seen that story? I mean, he really does look a lot like him. And so, wow. He looked a lot like him, and they was like, we don't want to take any chances of an impersonator trying to come in. You know, I guess they might have thought he was trying to get star treatment, but he was just a Kenny Chesney fan and happened to look like him, and they would not let him in. But it's been some weird, funny stories in the news. I love the bear stories all week. The two bears fighting, and then the bear with the baby bear going into the lady's garage. And the lady's a nature photographer, so she videotaped it. And then the one video that I love is the dad and his daughter on the roller coaster. You ought to check those out. It's just funny, funny, funny. But just something I wanted to say, since I have a few more minutes, just a couple more minutes before ending the broadcast. But remember, thank you so much for checking out the profile. Like the Culture Shock Entertainment Report fan page. Like that page. I love interacting with you on my regular pages, but the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page is amazing. Post your info there also, network, and, you know, let's continue to show and talk about things also on that page also. And you can email me also at kultreshokentertainment@yahoo.com. Also, Dwayne Wade was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. And then Katy Perry, well, she was on Jimmy Kimmel last night promoting her movie that is dropping on July 5th, right? Yeah. But, again, thanks for your support. And until next time, God bless. And remember, tomorrow we're talking about Mark and other hot, breaking beauty, entertainment, fashion, lifestyle stories. Friday is Sports Friday edition. The NBA draft is tomorrow night. Remember that. I've heard that Anthony Davis has trademarked his eyebrows and the raised brow. And so we can talk about that. We'll be talking about that. The Olympics is coming up. We need to talk about the Olympics and the Olympic trials, the trials that have been happening. And, of course, NFL and MBLB News and other sports news. That's Friday, and Saturday is part two with Jay Williams. And it's late Saturday night at 10:30 p.m. So thanks again, and God bless, and love you much.
Bars is a promise to myself. Put the bad shit up on the shelf. With whole new ways of dealing with the pain and strife. I use my past experiences as a guide. I'll take the pain and strive to live life right. Snaps like these to breathe. I'ma reach for the light. I'm my own worst critic. When I spit it, best believe it, cause it's legit. I used to run from the conflicts that arise. Only to cause more pain in mine and others' lives. Life's too precious to be living in the haze. Haze affection, and I'm stopping in my life today. At least the stuff that I can control. And I'll leave the rest for God to control. No more of those cowardly actions. This is it, as I say it to God and to the masses. I will no longer be a bum. I think the best, and I can realize where I'm from. Been raised right from the beginning, but you couldn't tell that by the way I was living. My faith was. Right, that will make my skill. Not just phonetically, but in every aspect of my life. After 24 bars, I will start to fight. To walk the straight and narrow. Live righteous and step forward in my fresh apparel. Act as if my life is a redemption. Well, it is, but only through self-affliction. Been fooled all my life, and I've taken it for granted. That ceases as I take the seed and plant it. And watch it grow, hopefully breaking out from static. This is it, as I take this to God and the masses. I may smoke a square every once in a while, but I'll quit. You can put that on file. Time to live legitimately and get back to society. I want to contribute positively through any possibility, whether it be by design, terminology, or in a factory. I'll be happy with whatever doors open. Of course, I'm still going to have some hurdles. That's okay, because I got the best support for my troubles. Time to start stepping in the right direction and prove myself by my thoughts and my actions. I know that the world will still be as tough as it's been. Now, I myself will no longer be a problem. God knows that I'm not lying, and that's all I need. Hopefully others will notice and can help water the seed. I want to make life better for all with these two hands. This is it, and I'm going to try the best that I can. This is it. This is it.